You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week commentator Gary Borders upgrades his 1965 Ford F-100 truck to power steering and says Tater the Cat King is happy to see the truck's return.
Tater stretched, yawned, and meowed when I went outside, safe in his perch on top of our 1965 Ford F-100 truck. I keep the truck covered when not in use. Tater's decided it makes a nice spot for surveying his domain. There's no doubt that our little piece of this cul-de-sac is his empire. The only cat that ever messes with him is his brother Tot, and that usually doesn't end well. Tater has a few pounds on his brother. His gut is close to dragging the floor. Since Tater and Tot have become adult cats, the intrusion of neighborhood cats seeking dominance has ended. Tater is fearless, ready to take on all comers. Even Godiva, the lovable old chocolate lab next door, steers clear of Tater. Although he can't articulate it, being a cat, Tater seems happy to see the truck's return. It's been on a 5-month hiatus in Upshur County, where we found an honest and highly skilled mechanic. Alan added power steering to this beast, which immensely improves the driving experience. And now, my wife can actually drive Big Red when Tater isn't using it for a perch. The truck, before it acquired power steering, was the most difficult vehicle to maneuver that I've ever encountered. Backing out of our driveway without hitting our brick mailbox was equivalent to a CrossFit upper body workout. I've driven tractors with flat tires that were easier to steer. There was no way my skinny spouse, tough as she is, could safely drive this beast. We bought the truck 4 years ago because she had a hankering for an old truck. Then we proceeded to spend several $1,000s having the engine rebuilt, plus a new clutch and power brakes. It's mechanically perfect, except for no air conditioning or power steering. I bought a $12 fan that plugs into the cigarette lighter, which makes it bearable. Well, sort of. But the difficulty in steering made it not fun to drive and somewhat dangerous, even for me. This latest investment might be throwing good money after bad, but I think not. Driving it home from Upshur County was actually enjoyable. Now, adding power steering to a 54-year-old truck apparently was not simple. It required scavenging parts from different vehicles, bolting them onto the engine, replacing the original steering column, and other mechanical magic. It should be clear that I have no idea what I'm talking about. Automotive repair has never even vaguely interested me. The last time I changed the oil in a vehicle was in 1980 while living in Austin and going to UT. I mistakenly drained the transmission fluid and couldn't figure out why the oil reservoir filled up so quickly. Heading back to East Texas the next day, the transmission imploded in downtown Taylor. I realized my mistake and immediately swore off vehicle maintenance. It was a wise decision. Alan, the mechanic, does not get into a hurry, but he does fine work. I popped the hood open after getting home, which took about 10 minutes because I couldn't remember where the hood latch was located. I had to get a flashlight to find it. Once the hood was up on the truck, I saw that Alan had painted the power steering edition glossy black to match the engine's paint job. It looks as if it had always been there. The wait was worth it. Pretty soon, the truck is headed back to Alan's for some body work to repair some rust areas. In the meantime, most days the truck provides Tater a nice spot from which to guard the yard against unwanted intruders. He's just trying to earn his keep. That cat can put away the groceries.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.